Thanks for tuning in to this Honoring Grandmother's Storytelling Hour on KEXE KBXE. We can't thank you enough for listening to this station, telling other people about it, staying connected to us. During this pandemic, we all need the stories, we need the music to keep us going. I'm Heidi Holton. Coming up next, a story about my grandmother. There once was a woman named Ina Marie Nordberg Lagesson, my mother's mother. Ina was born October 12, 1914, in Jacobson, Minnesota, and she lived until she was 97. She was the youngest daughter of Finnish immigrants John and Alina Pierni Nordberg. She moved to Minneapolis when she was 17 to be a nanny, where she met Lester Lagesson at a dance hall, otherwise known as Grampy. They had their first date at the Silver Dime, where a fortune teller told them they would get married. They were married for 2/3 of a century. I was the youngest grandchild in the family until my 20s, and Ina dragged me everywhere, to nursing homes, to store openings for freebies, to the spa to work out, to the bank for freebies, to the walking trails by her house in Robbinsdale, to test groups for new food products, to the bowling alley, to movies and restaurants, and the Minnesota State Fair. Ina never seemed old, even when she wore her wig and pink seersucker pantsuit. In her 80s, as her eyesight wasn't so good, she still kept at it. I'd call and she'd say, "Today I picked up some cotton tops." That's what she called people younger than herself who didn't dye their hair. "And I drove them to Bridge at the senior center. I made some money today, a whole dollar." She was a fierce competitor. Golf, bowling, croquet, kings in the corner, bridge, cribbage, gin rummy. When I introduced her to my husband-to-be, she sized him up. "Hmm," she said. "You need a game. Every couple needs a game. Let's teach him canasta." Even now, as Tom and I play canasta, I find myself trash-talking him the way Ina did to me in our weekend tournaments over coffee and her slightly burnt homemade cookies. "Why do you hate me?" she'd say when I froze the pile. "Never heard of that card before when I didn't play something she liked." When I was really young, she told me that women needed mad money to do what they want without having to ask your husband. "Stash a little away every month, just in case you need to fly to Mexico for a quickie divorce," she'd whisper. "Sometimes you need options." She worked hard at all her jobs, raising her kids and grandkids, working at the local drugstore, ice cream counter, the license bureau, and my favorite job of all of hers, saleswoman extraordinaire. She sold Whirlpool baths and water purifiers out of her trunk and at a booth at the Minnesota State Fair under the grandstands. Every year we'd go with her and see her not only make connections for sales, but make lifelong friends. She swore by both her vaguely sketchy products. One, a cushioned pad with air holes connected to a big electric box next to your bathtub, and a tubed vessel hooked to the kitchen sink to purify the water. Throughout the year, she'd call up the people she met at the fair, stand over her kitchen sink with her long, curly-corded phone, watching the birds and setting up times to go visit with her products and make her mad money. I remember going with her on a trip to Alexandria. We had lunch with an older couple, and Ina set up their new bathtub modification. She remained friends with them the rest of their lives. I think I miss our phone conversations the most. We'd talk about silly things, like what was that movie we went to that one Thanksgiving weekend? "Just the girls," she'd say, but neither of us could remember. "I'll call you in the middle of the night when I remember," she would say. Sure enough, the phone would ring about 11:30. "Dancing Dirty, good night." "Thanks, Ina. I wouldn't be me without you."